The Gemara in Sota and Daf Mem Vav tells us in the context of the sugyas of Egla Rufa about the obligation of Levaya. The Gemara discusses the fact that the Ziknei Ha'ir are supposed to declare that they were not responsible for killing this individual. And the Gemara asks, the Mishnah asks, how could that be that one would even think that that was possible? And the answer is not that they would have actively killed him, but that they didn't let this person go without being escorted. And the understanding is that Levaya is crucial. This idea of escorting somebody who's in a unfamiliar place is crucial to their safety. This idea comes up in a number of other places as well, sometimes beneath the surface. So, for example, we find that this, according to some of the Mefarshim, such as the Das Dekenu Bali Atosfus and the Kaf HaChaim, that this is why we have the Isser Git HaNasha, that after Yaakov was injured in his fight with the angel, so the Torah tells us that it's for that reason that we're not allowed to eat the Git HaNasha. And this understanding is that the fact that we are prohibiting the Git HaNasha is connected to the attack on Yaakov, because it was a punishment for his descendants for not escorting him, for allowing him to be vulnerable to attack, and therefore there's an Isser to remind us that we shouldn't allow that to occur again. It's fascinating also that the Rambam in Hilchos Avil, where he talks about Tachnasas Orchim and Chasodim in general, so he gives the obligation of Levaya even greater stature than Hachnasas Orchim. We find that this concept is often associated with Hachnasas Orchim, and the Rambam, when he talks about this Chesed and about Chasodim in general, he gives Levaya an even greater stature. And he understands it to be, he's talking about the whole context of Avraham Avinu and how he modeled Hachnasas Orchim in the beginning of Parshas Vayera. And the Rambam writes that this isn't only something that the Avraham modeled, but also an actual law that Avraham himself put into place. And he emphasizes Levaya as a chesed towards Hachnasa, towards the Orchim in and of itself, even separate from the act of hosting them. And Lubavitcher Rebbe suggested that this is actually an aspect of Hachnasas Orchim, that in the context of other acts of chesed, so the focus is you're trying to accomplish a particular service for the recipient. But when it comes to Hachnasas Orchim, a core aspect of the chesed is that in addition to the service, the host is showing interest in his guests. And this is something that we see with the story of Avram throughout, that even though his guests were actually malachim, and they didn't actually require any service, and therefore what Avram was modeling for us to learn for the generations was not that he was actually helping them in a practical way, but rather the active interest that he showed in the guests. And so escorting the guests after the visit, after it's over, so that is the extreme expression of this interest, and therefore perhaps that's why the Rambam chooses this to emphasize the emblematic of the whole concept of Hachnasas Orchim. Similarly, we also find that Rav David Pinto notes that if the host, when the visit is over, so he creates the impression that this has all been a burden on him and he's happy for it to be over, he doesn't want to escort his guests afterwards, so then the whole act of Hachnasas Orchim is undermined by that. So despite all of this emphasis, we don't find that people are so careful about Levaya anymore. And the Sma understands that going beyond Dalet Amos, so that's an act of kavod, and nowadays people are mochel on their kavod. Others assume that perhaps the idea is specifically predicated on the assumption that it's a dangerous journey that your guests are on. The Chafetz Chaim implies that Levaya is necessary in a setting where the roads are unmarked and the guest would be more likely to become lost and be exposed to danger. If you have an area that's established and there are signs, so then maybe the assumption is, again, that he is mochel, the guest is mochel on his right for Levaya. But the Chafetz Chaim does write, this is in the Likutei Halachas here at Sota, that if the guest does say that he's concerned and that he's not confident, so then one has to fulfill this mitzvah levaya, then it really becomes clearly necessary. The Aruch HaShulchan has a suggestion that maybe nowadays we have mass transportation, so nobody's really traveling alone, so therefore maybe levaya is less necessary. They say this also in the name of the Chazon Ish. This is quoted in the Sefer Emek Bracha, Pomeranchik. He quotes that from the Chazon Ish. And also in the Tshuva's B'Sal HaChachm of B'Sal Stern, he has a similar approach. And he suggests accordingly that the mitzvah is to escort the guest until he reaches whatever the portal of transportation is, the train station, or wherever it is he's going for his next stage of transportation. We also find that levaya is an obligation on the whole seaboard, and that the local bezdin is supposed to organize and to make sure that people are escorted, and that's very much in keeping with the whole notion of what we find here in the Gemara about the Ziknei Ha'ir being responsible for the levaya. So the idea, though, that it's only there for sakana, it's only there for protection, and only there if the guests are traveling alone, so that's a little bit difficult because we derive it from Avraham Avinu, as the Rambam emphasizes. And in that case, so the guests were together, besides the fact that they were malachim, that's its own point, but they also weren't alone. And the Sefer Mimei Midrasha, so he notes that it seems that there are two functions of levaya. One is giving protection, and the other is as an expression of kavod. So yes, when it came to Avram's guests, there wasn't a need for protection because they were traveling together. So when Avram was displaying levaya, that was for the purpose of showing kavod. So that part of it, as we saw from the Sma, so it could be that people are mochel, and maybe that's a part of understanding how that fits. And it could be that Avraham Avinu, in his being Malava the guests, even though they were Malachim, which by then he knew, that was specifically in order to teach us about the whole value. The Maral of Prague, in his writings, he also mentions both of these aspects of Levaya, and the way he formulates it, he says it's the honor and the dignity of the individual that requires that he should be protected through the host's concern for his welfare, and in neglecting that kavod, but that the fact that he was created B'Tzelem Elokim, so that symbolizes the danger a guest might find on unknown territory. B'Tzal Stern, B'Tzal HaChachma, so he notes that this assumption that levaya is there for physical protection, so that gives us then a specific definition of what we mean by a guest in this context. It would seem that it only apply to orchim who come from another town and not to people who are there from that neighborhood, because they wouldn't necessarily need assistance in finding their way. However, if even somebody who does live there should still receive levaya if he's going to begin a trip outside of that area, even though he hadn't necessarily been any guest in a conventional sense. So we find here Gemara and Sota is telling us the obligation of levaya in the context of Egla Arufa, where the Zakenim declare that they didn't leave him without any accompaniment. They didn't leave this person who unfortunately passed away. It wasn't because they neglected him. So the Chizkuni has a comment on this, that the Pasuk here and the way the expression is conveyed, so they connect the idea of levaya with seeing. And therefore, the Chizkuni suggests that even after the host has escorted this guest as far as he plans on going, he should still stand in his place until he can't see the guest anymore, until he's not in his field of vision anymore. See, it's important to appreciate that this is a mitzvah that exists in and of itself. And on the one hand, it is a part of Hachnasas Orchim, and a crucial cap to that mitzvah, but it also exists even without Hachnasas Orchim. There's this obligation of levaya that we see from many places that displays the fact that we care about each other and that we're there to make sure that everyone is protected and that no one should be exposed to any sakana.